6:30. But now, here's Music Planet with Lopa Katari.
O sonho acabou. Quem não dormiu no sleeping bag nem sequer sonhou. O sonho acabou. Quem não dormiu no sleeping bag nem sequer sonhou. O sonho acabou hoje quando o céu foi de manhã dissolvendo, vindo, vindo, dissolvendo a noite na boca do dia. O sonho acabou dissolvendo a pílula de vida do Dr. Ross na barriga de Maria. O sonho acabou desmanchando a trama do Dr. Silvana, a trança do Dr. Fantástico e meu melaço de cana. O sonho acabou transformando o sangue do cordeiro em água, derretendo a minha mágoa, derrubando a minha cama. O sonho acabou. Foi pesado o sono pra quem não sonhou. O sonho acabou. Foi pesado o sono pra quem
absolute legend of Brazil, Gilberto Gil and O Sonho Acabou, The Dream Is Over, from his 1972 album Espresso Dois 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 Dois. I guess you could call it his I'm Back album, as it was his first release having returned to Brazil after spending nearly 3 years in exile in London with his friend and music collaborator Caetano Veloso. Now, Gil and Veloso had been arrested in 1969 by the military dictatorship that had seized power in 1964. Upon their release, 9 months later, they had been invited to leave the country. Gil said in an interview of the regime that they just don't seem to be able to stand anything open-ended, anything that they cannot force and control. Well, unlike the title of that song I just played, Gil's dream had definitely not ended. In fact, London at that time was where several other global legends in the making had taken refuge, like Hugh Masekela, and their influence brought a whole new focus to Gil, his music and his activism. And we'll have more from him and, of course, Caetano Veloso in the course of the programme, which today is a celebration of all things Brazilian. The 7th of September marked the 200th anniversary of Brazil's independence. And given that it is a country that just oozes music and one that I have a particular soft spot for, over the next hour on Music Planet, it's going to be a Brazil special. We're going to be travelling the length and breadth of the country, from Pará in the north to Rio Grande do Sul in the south, which is where we're headed now. For the Caipira, the country music singing brothers Luzinho and Limeira. Both of them were born in the early 1900s in Sao Paulo, but made the South their home. And the music of the rural backlands, the Sertão, their passion. This is Querencia Amada, recorded by the brothers back in 1954.
Filho do Rio Grande, nunca deixei meu estado. Na minha querência amada, fui nascido e fui criado. Este verde do meu espago foi por Deus abençoado. Rio Grande, chão querido, onde vivo sossegado. Tenho uma gaúcha linda e por ela sou amado. Tenho um pingo frente aberta pra correr pelo cerrado. Na estância que eu trabalho, do patrão sou estimado. Sou gaúcho mais feliz desse Rio Grande adorado. Ah, uma galopa campeira, canto de peito largado. Leva minha vida sempre na lida do gado. No pialo de cucharro é que eu sou especializado. No respeito minuano sou Rio Grande se arrojado. Nas festanças do galpão e eu sou sempre convidado. Minha gaita companheira vai comigo do meu lado. Puxo folha a noite inteira e não me sinto cansado. Sapateia gauchada no salão empoeirado. Dança velho, dança véia e os casar de namorado. Ah, uma galopa campeira, canto de peito largado. Ferir
quando te ver. E os meus olhos ficam sorrindo e pelas ruas vão te seguindo. Mas mesmo assim, foges de mim. Ai, se tu soubesses como eu sou tão carinhoso e muito, muito que te quero. E como é sincero o meu amor, eu sei que tu não fugirias mais de mim. Vem, 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 vem sentir o calor dos lábios meus à procura dos teus. Vem matar esta paixão que me devora o coração e só assim então serei feliz, bem feliz, meu coração.
From Luzinho and Limeira, the country music from the south, to a real golden oldie, one of Brazil's greatest composers of popular music, Pixinguinha. He was born in Rio in 1897 and created a whole new style of choro, the songs of lament. His group, Os Oito Batutas, which means the eight batons, was the first Brazilian ensemble to feature the trumpet, the sax and the trombone. Pixinguinha himself wrote the music and played the flute and the sax. And that song, Carinhoso, is from the 30s and was one of his biggest hits. In 1937, João do Barro put lyrics to it, and that was the result. Well, over the years, we have been lucky enough to have some of the best musicians from Brazil pass through our studios. And at times, we have been lucky enough to go to them. Right now, I want to share with you some of the riches of those recordings that we've made over the years. It was in the city of São Paulo that Brazilian independence was declared. So it seems appropriate that we head there next on our journey around the country. In 2016, Brazil was preparing to host one of the greatest shows on earth, the Olympics. With my producer, Juan Carlos, we headed to the megacity that is São Paulo. Alfredo Belo, a.k.a. DJ Tudo, had gathered a group of musicians, especially for us, to showcase the great new talent, the new guard emerging on the Paulista music scene. In fact, this group was so new that this was the first time they had ever played together and they didn't even have a name. So, since there were five of them, I christened them the São Paulo Quintet. Thank you. São Paulo's hot new talent, Ricardo Hetz, Jean Correa, Lulinha Alencar, Leo Rodriguez and Antonia Loureiro, who got together just for us and became the São Paulo Quintet for the evening when we went to Brazil in 2016 to capture some of the music and excitement as the country prepared to host the Olympics. Now, Brazil is a country with deep musical roots. Frankly, not much happens there without somebody striking up a tune. With that kind of passion, age is no barrier to popularity or success. So we're heading up to the state of Pará now, home of the carimbó rhythm and the Amazon, far up in the northeast of the country, to drop in on one senior citizen who found herself a whole new calling. Dona Onechi, born in 1939, released her debut album, Feitiça Caboclo, The Spell of Caboclo, in 2012 at the glorious age of 73. And it was a hit. In the state of Pará, the carimbó rhythm, the root of the lambada, was the forbidden groove of choice back in the day and tended to be one that was the purview of men. No surprise then that it should be the formidable Grand Dame Dona Onechi who claimed it and gave it a whole new oomph. She called it Carimbó Chamegado, which is also a song on her debut album.
Carimbó é esse de falque maneiro, gostoso, brejeiro, de onde é que tu vem? Vindo baixo Tocantins pra tocar aqui em Belém. Que carimbó é esse de falque maneiro, gostoso, brejeiro, de onde é que tu é? Das cabeceiras do rio, dos lagos, dos igarapés, onde a canara neve sosa e o tapete é mururé. Onde a canara maneiro, meu sonho.
construir minha viola. Que carimbó é esse de toque maneiro, gostoso, brejeiro, de onde é que tu vem? Vim do Baixo Tocantins pra tocar aqui em Belém. Que carimbó é esse de toque maneiro, gostoso, brejeiro, de onde é que tu é? Das cabeceiras dos rios, dos lagos, dos igarapés, onde a canarana é viçosa e o tapete é mororé. Onde a canarana é viçosa e o tapete é mororé. Caboclo do interior.
Donna Onetch, the undisputed queen of carimbó, now 83, still going strong and recording great music. Just this year, she was given an award by the Union of Brazilian Composers in recognition of her contribution to traditional music. You're listening to me, Lopa Katari, and if you haven't guessed it already, Music Planet has gone all Brazilian this week. Our own way of marking the 200th year of Brazil's independence. For some of you Brazilophiles tuning in today, I'm sure you're waiting for me to address what you could call the elephant in the room. Yes, bossa nova. To many, it was the sound of a modern Brazil, and it took the music world by storm in the 50s and 60s. Bossa nova, transformed from samba in the south of Rio de Janeiro, became an artistic movement pioneered by some of the biggest names in the business: Tom Jobim, João Gilberto, Vinícius de Moraes, and Baden Powell. Here's a work by Ari Barroso, sung by João Gilberto. Morena, boca de ouro, brunette with a mouth of gold.
Morena, boca de ouro que me faz sofrer. O teu jeitinho é que me mata. Roda morena, vai, não vai. Ginga morena, cai, não cai. Samba morena e me desacata. Morena é uma brasa viva pronta pra queimar, queimando a gente sem clemência. Roda morena, vai, não vai. Ginga morena, cai, não cai. Samba morena com uma lemolência. Meu coração é um pandeiro, gingando ao compasso de um samba feiticeiro. Samba que mexe com a gente, samba que zomba da gente. O amor é um samba tão diferente. Morena samba no terreiro, pisando vaidosa, cestrosa, meu coração. Morena tem pena de mais um sofredor que se queimou na brasa viva do teu amor. Thank you.
das terras onde passei, andando pelos sertões e dos amigos que lá deixei. Chuva e sol, poeira e carvão, longe de casa sigo o roteiro mais uma estação. Andando pelos sertões e dos amigos que lá deixei. Mar e terra, inverno e verão, mostro um sorriso, mostro alegria, mas eu mesmo não. A saudade no coração.
I've played some classic Gilberto Gil, some Sertaneja from the south, Carimbó and Choro from central and northern Brazil. That was the fantastic sound of Forró, Brazilian line dancing, literally meaning party, from one of its creators, Luiz Gonzaga. He was probably Brazil's first real pop star back in the 40s and 50s. Gilberto Gil himself thought of Gonzaga as a semi-god. He created one of the most popular dance groups of modern-day forró in Brazil, Banhao, mixing the folk music of the Northeast, where he grew up, with the urban energy of Rio, which he'd made his home. On that track, Luiz Gonzaga was accompanied by his son, Gonzaguinho. A Vida do Viajante is a classic from his album O Folha Rancour, an album that came out at the end of 2012 to celebrate Gonzaga's centenary. Well, fast forward now to the new millennium and Bixiga 70, the big band from the Bixiga neighbourhood of São Paulo. This is where Africa meets Brazil, roots music with a whole new purpose. Bixiga 70 say that Africa will always be the root and Brazil its vibrant flower.
Thank you.
layer upon lovely layer of Africa and Brazil, millennium band Bexiga 70, who over the last 10 years have established themselves as one of the most influential exponents of contemporary Afro-Brazilian sounds, keeping it complex and thoroughly enjoyable. Well, paring it down a little bit now, here's a track from the lovely Renata Rosa, one of the few female rebeca players. The rebeca is an 8th century fiddle with Arabic origins, which was brought to Brazil by the first Portuguese colonizers back in the 16th century. Now, Renata was living in Olinda, a sort of heritage city next to Recife, the capital of Pernambuco state, because she was learning music from Luiz Paixão, one of the old folk masters of maracatu, a style of music overlaid with improvised poetry sung in the villages. This track is Marcha de Donzel.
Thank you.
Renata Rosa and Marcha the Donzel from her album Encanta Soes. I opened the programme this afternoon with a classic track from Gilberto Gil. Well, now I have one for you from Gil's great pal, Caetano Veloso, another of Brazil's legendary artists. This is Tropicália from Veloso's self-titled debut solo album in 1968, his first foray into artistic cannibalism, anthropophagia, that was the Tropicália movement.
Quando o Pero Vaz Caminha descobriu que as terras brasileiras eram férteis e verdejantes, escreveu uma carta ao rei. Tudo que nela se planta, tudo cresce e floresce. E o Gal na época gravou.
Sobre a cabeça os aviões, sobre os meus pés os caminhões, aponta contra os chapadões meu nariz. Eu organizo o movimento, eu oriento o carnaval, eu inauguro o monumento no Planalto Central do país. Viva a bossa, sassá, viva a palhoça, sassá, sassá. Viva a bossa, sassá, viva a palhoça, sassá, sassá. O monumento é de papel, crepom e prata, os olhos verdes da mulata, a cabeleira esconde atrás da verde mata, o luar do sertão. O monumento não tem porta, a entrada é uma rua antiga, estreita e torta, e no joelho uma criança sorridente, feia e morta, estende a mão. Viva a mata, ta, ta, viva a mulata, ta, 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 ta. Viva a mata, ta, ta, viva a mulata, ta, 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 ta. No pátio interno há uma piscina com água azul de amaralina, coqueiro brisa e fala nordestina e faróis. Na mão direita tem uma roseira, autenticando a eterna primavera. E nos jardins os urubus passeiam a tarde inteira entre os girassóis. Viva Maria, ia, ia, viva Bahia, ia, 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 ia. Viva Maria, ia, ia, viva Bahia, ia, 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 ia. No pulso esquerdo, bang, bang, em suas veias corre muito pouco sangue, mas seu coração balança um samba de tamborim. Emite acordes dissonantes pelos 5.000 alto-falantes. Senhoras e senhores, ele põe os olhos grandes sobre mim. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Domingo é o fino da bossa, segunda-feira está na fossa, terça-feira vai a roça, porém o monumento é bem moderno, não disse nada do modelo do meu terno, que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem, que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da.
Tropicália, the title of that song and the name given to the music movement pioneered by Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, Gal Costa and Os Mutantes. Tropicália was this ideological, free-thinking form of music that the regime in power at the time found so threatening. It was for this kind of music that Veloso, along with Gil, was arrested and found themselves exiled. Well, next up, we head back to Sao Paulo, that economic and industrial powerhouse of Brazil that is also known for its singer-songwriters. Tulipa Ruiz comes from a musical family. Her brother plays in her band, and her father, Luiz Chagas, is a key figure in Brazilian popular music. Tulipa's debut album, Ephemera, in 2011, was one of the most critically acclaimed albums of the year, which is no mean feat in a country that lives, sleeps, and breathes music. Well, one of the musicians that Tulipa worked with just before the pandemic was the octogenarian jazz bossa nova pianist João Donato. And in 2019, they came out with their collaborative album called simply Tulipa e Donato. This is Tulipa's brand of quirky electro-pop that so many have found speaks to them, including this 80-odd-year-old Ivory Tinkler.
Solta pra mim que eu vou! Tente conseguir sentir o sabor das cores, entender o sabor do verde.
Fundo. samba, pois trago na veia o sangue brasileiro. O mundo já me conhece, sabe que sou filha de pagodeiro.
Confusão lá no Salgueiro, você tinha era que ver. O otário foi fazer pedido e tô na pancada, teve que correr.
Vicinha, Vicinha manda saia por causa da palha, matou o curió. Ninguém teve dó.
One of Brazil's samba royalty, Elza Soares, who sadly passed away aged 91 in January this year. She started out as a samba singer, but in 2015 she recorded the album A Mulher do Fim do Mundo, The Woman at the End of the World, that was samba, jazz, post-punk, electro-dissonance all in one. In many ways, it was the beginning of a whole new stardom for her. Not bad for someone who was 85 at the time. I did battle with what song to play you from her huge catalogue of recordings, so I settled on a track from her 1997 album, Trajetória, because that was also a bit of a comeback album, her first studio album in 10 years. Well, next up, electro whiz kid from Rio, Lucas Santana. He came in to do a session on the programme back in 2012. He told me that he gave up the flute and classical music to explore the layers of sound in everyday life, its sonic possibilities. And he did it via his handcrafted wooden box of tricks that he called the Monomi. Here is Super Vialau Mashup.
Thank you.
It's been a bit of a whirlwind, I know, but I hope you've enjoyed our jaunt around Brazil. There is so much music in the country that we really have barely scratched the surface. Thank you for listening and letting me share with you some of my favourite CDs and, of course, the recordings that we've done here at Radio 3 with the World Music Team. Obrigada to my producer, Michael Rossi, for whittling down my music wish list into just an hour. And to Nick Scripts for technical production. Well, next week, I've got a session from Malawi's Madalitso band who came in a few weeks ago to record their DIY uplifting music with us. Do join me then if you can. But to finish our celebration of all things Brazilian today, well, it's a no-brainer, really, isn't it? I'm going to play us out with the giants of Brazilian music of the last century, Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil. I opened with Gilberto Gil and a track from his 1972 album Espresso Dois, 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 Dois. Well, this is Espresso Dois, 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 that the two of them, Caetano and Gilberto, recorded live together as part of a fab album they brought out to mark their friendship and their music. Dois Amigos Século da Música ao Vivo. Two friends, a century of music, live. Feel free to sing along if you want to.
Começou a circular o expresso, dois, 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 e parte direto de bom sucesso pra depois. Começou a circular o expresso, dois, 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 da central do Brasil, que parte direto de bom sucesso pra depois do ano 2000. Dizem que tem muita gente de agora se adiantando, partindo pra lá, pra 2002, e tempo afora até onde essa estrada do tempo vai dar. Vai dar, do tempo vai, da menina do tempo vai. Segundo quem já andou no expresso, lá pelo ano 2000 fica tal estação final do percurso, vida da terra mãe concebida, de vento, de fogo, de água e sal. Oi, de água e sal, de água e sal, menina de água e sal. Começou a circular o expresso, que parte direto de bom sucesso. Começou a circular o expresso, dois, 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 da central do Brasil, que parte direto de bom sucesso pra depois do ano 2000. Dizem que parece o bonde do morro do Corcovado daqui, só que não se pega e entra e senta e anda. O trilho é feito um brilho que não tem fim. Oi, que não tem fim, que não tem fim. Oh, menina, que não tem fim. Nunca se chega no Cristo concreto, de matéria ou qualquer coisa real. Depois de 2001 e dois e tempo afora, o Cristo é como quem foi visto subindo ao céu. Foi subindo ao céu, no véu de nuvem brilhante, subindo ao céu. Começou a circular o expresso, que parte direto de bom sucesso. Começou a circular o expresso, dois, 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 da central do Brasil, que parte direto de bom sucesso pra depois do ano 2000. Ha 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 ha
The music of Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil, ending this week's Brazil-focused edition of Music Planet. It was introduced by Lopa Catari and the producer was Michael Rossi. Details of all the music in the programme can be found, as always, on BBC Sounds. And now, here on BBC Radio 3 at 5 o'clock, it's time for J to Z.
Welcome, I'm Kevin Legendre, and on the show today I'm joined by the brilliant saxophonist Trish Clues and her quartet playing live in the J to Z studio. Trish, over to you.
Thank you.